the majestic sound of the pipe organ, an instrument little changed since its appearance in European cathedrals more than 1,000 years ago. The creation of these massive handmade devices requires a level of old-world craftsmanship not generally associated with the United States, a nation better known for assembly line mass production. So the rolling hills of Tennessee seem an unlikely place to find a clan of organ builders. Nonetheless, three generations of the Milnar family have found ample work creating and maintaining hundreds of pipe organs. Family patriarch and master organ builder Dennis Milnar came to his craft completely by chance. Living in rural New York State in the early 1960s, newly married and desperate for work, Mr. Milnar went looking for a job in the midst of a blinding snowstorm.
I just started knocking on doors and went to a pop bottling factory, and I think there was a drafting company, and it was a small industrial area. And then I went up to the store, and the snow was blowing, and I couldn't really see what it was, and it was Delaware Organ Company.
Although he was hired initially just to work in the shop, Mr. Milnar was quickly offered a 7-year apprenticeship. He learned woodworking first, then moved on to leathercraft, tinsmithing, and electrical wiring. The most difficult task came last, learning how to adjust the organ's voice.
This is the first mixture pipe that's out.
That's the top of a scale of organ building. You have to study the physics of how air passes through a pipe, the aerodynamics of what the air does, how to adjust the aerodynamics of the pipe, they didn't teach business, so that you had to learn on your own.
And learn he did, launching his own company in the late 1960s. He discovered there were few organ builders in the American South, and so moved his young family to Nashville after just one short visit. Mr. Milnar involved his 4 sons in the craft early, hoping they might decide to join the business.
Well, it's something that I've always wanted, is to have the sons involved, yeah, from early on. Derek, my oldest, he started holding keys when he was 12. And all of my sons had something to do as they were growing up with the company.
The Milnar boys enjoyed learning the family business. For one thing, it made them a frequent topic of local conversation. Todd says the neighbors didn't know quite what to make of the Milnar clan.
When we first moved out here in the 70s, neighbors thought we were building missiles for NASA because of these giant pipes, and we were putting them in the barn, and it's, what is this, you know? And so it's very highly unusual, and I get a little satisfaction that we're kind of in a niche-type market.
Unlike his older brothers, Greg decided to find job satisfaction in the corporate world. After college, he went to work for a computer company. But he soon returned to the family business, disheartened, he says, by cutthroat competition and the emphasis on short-term profit.
You know, all through college, I was working here also on summer. And to see what the corporate life of a family business is, to actually working for a corporation after college for 4 years, it's a drastic change. The family business, you have brotherhood that you don't see out in the real world.
Oldest son Derek does the design work for each new organ. Jeff does most of the woodwork. Todd oversees the restoration of older instruments. Greg maintains the company website. Now in his 60s and starting to ease his way into retirement, Dennis Milnar is confident his sons have a firm grasp of the craft.
When I'm gone, I feel comfortable. I don't have to be on the phone. What's going on? What's happening? You know? And they very seldom have ever had to call me for anything, unless it's been some kind of emergency. And yes, I'm going to feel very confident.
Mr. Milnar also has some hope that his organ company will stay in the family. One of his 5 grandsons is already at work in the shop. But even if the business doesn't pass to a 3rd or 4th generation, Mr. Milnar draws great satisfaction from knowing that the instruments he creates will outlive him by decades, if not centuries.
When the acoustics of a building are right, the congregation is singing fully, and the organ is leading strongly, that that's a special moment where you can feel a little tingling up your spine and know that you made it, were a part of that. That makes it very special. It's not a business to make a lot of money in, but it's a business that'll give you warmth in your heart.
A warmth matched only by the full, rich sound issuing from the giant bass pipes of a Milnar family organ. For Coast to Coast, I'm Mike Osborne in Nashville, Tennessee.